We're doing the Rambam and Pirkei Avot, and we're up to the fourth chapter, the 12th Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Hevei ma'et osek, hevei me'at osek, v'asok b'torah. A person should do less business, and his business should be more Torah. Ushpal ruach b'fnei kol adam. And a person should be of a low spirit in front of everyone else. Some would say this is to be modest, but we have to realize the wording here is to be shval ruach, of a low spirit, of a humble spirit maybe, before every man. Ve'im batalta min haTorah, yesh lo betelim harbe kenegdecha. And this sentence has multiple understandings. We'll go with one understanding. If you have done bitul Torah, what we were discussing earlier in the Chafetz Chaim class. If a person wasted the time that he could have spent learning Torah, so then yesh lo betelim harbe kenegdecha. So then there'll always be things available to sidetrack a person from learning Torah. God provided us in this world many forms of entertainment or forms of distraction to distract us from the purpose of learning Torah. Ve'im amalta b'Torah, and if you did work hard in Torah, yesh lo sachar harbe liten lecha, he has a lot of wages to give you. So the Rambam explains, Amar Rebbe me'ma'et nemischar v'atmed al haTorah. Rabbi Meir taught us to minimize the time we spend on business and to be focused, to be consistent in our Torah. And then he said, be of a humble spirit before all men. Notice Rabbi Meir's stress. He didn't just say, when you're next to big people, there you should be humble. No. Ela bifnei kol adam, but before any man. That means even the guy who you know more than him. Even the guy who you feel like he's beneath you on the social ladder, on whatever ladder there is, if for whatever reason the person feels someone else is less than him, nonetheless, says Rabbi Meir, even before him one should be of humble spirit. Teshevi meze adam sheteshev, whoever it is you're sitting with, could be at a wedding, could be on the bus, speak to him with respect. Speak to him and befriend him as though he were someone bigger than you. You notice that when we talk to someone who we know is bigger than us, then we speak modestly, we speak softly, we speak with respect. And when we speak to someone who we feel is much less than us, we don't talk that way. Says the Rambam, what Rabbi Meir is teaching us is that be humble with all men. All men means the waitress, the doorman. I once dated a girl, and I broke it off because of the way I saw she treated a waitress. And I have gotten this feedback from girls too, that they broke it off with guys because of the way they saw guys treated the waitress. Every person deserves our respect. But here, our point isn't the respect that he deserves as much as the modesty that we should espouse to have. The Rambam says the point of this Mishnah is that we should work on distancing ourselves from invalid pride, and that's why we say with whoever we deal, we should deal with respect and with a humble spirit. And then Rabbi Meir taught us one more point, two more points. He said, if you're going to take off from learning Torah, if you're going to waste the time that you could be learning Torah, God's going to give you a lot of reasons to waste time, a lot of distractions. ועניין בטלים הרבה כנגדך, שיש שם הרבה דברים בטלים, הזקוקים למי שיתעסק בהם. There are a lot of distractions that someone's got to take care of. You know, if you have time, there's a lot to do in this world. ואם לא תעסוק בתורה, and if you won't deal in Torah, if you won't be focused on the Torah, יטרידך באחד מאותם דברים, then God will give you other important things to take care of. So to speak, Rabbi Meir is telling us, God looks down from heaven and says, what's he busy with? If he's not busy, I'll make him busy. There's a lot of important things that have to happen in this world. So if he's not busy with his Torah, I'll give him other things to be busy with. I think Ma'ariv is now, right? 7:30?
7:30.
So, okay, we got